Chaf Tesham Adal at the top. Hiruri Aveira Koshum Yaveira. Now she says Hiruri Aveira, Taivis Noshim, Koshim Lahakish as Bisora Yosumi Gufo Shomaisa. Now she learns Hiruri Aveira Koshum Yaveira means that a person's taiva for the Aveira Varayas weakens him more than the actual Aveira itself. That's one pshat. Rambam says that the machshava of the Aveira is worse than the gufa Aveira. Machshava is pogim, like the Svasema says, in a person's neshama, whereas the maisa is only pogim in his guf. The Marsha says that Hiruri Aveira can change the Aveira into a mitzvah sometimes, if you have the right a mitzvah lishma, Aveira lishma. So the kavana is much more significant than the mice itself, because the kavana is what makes it, depends on what, if it's going to be an Aveira or a mitzvah. I want to say a different pshat, that Hiruri Aveira Koshumi Aveira means, like the Sfarnos, as Beis Halevi brings down, that the imagination, the worst part of the Aveira is what you imagine it's going to be. It's never as good as you imagine it to be. So that's why it says that the Yetzer Hara appears to a tzaddik like a big mountain, and to a rasha like a hare, because the rasha did the Aveira, so he knows that they're no big deal. The tzaddik has all the imagination of what they could be. To him, they're like a big mountain. So that's Hiruri Aveira. The plans, the imagination of what the Aveira is worse than the Aveira itself. The simonach reich of the bisra, and the simon is the smell of meat. It always smells better than it tastes. The barbecue always smells better than the actual tasting of it. Rashi reich of the bisra hamiriach basar tzli kashalo reich ma'od shemisavelo. It's tremendous taiva for it. It just same thing as weakens his body more than the actual eating of the meat itself. Shilhai de kaita, kasha mikaita. The end of the summer is worse heat than the summer itself. The simonach tanura shgira. And the simon is an oven that's already heated up. Rashi, shilhai de kaita, el shu sofa kait. Kasha mikaita, is the heat is worse than the summer itself. Why? Kasha choma michoma kait shel tamuz. The fish kvar nischamim kol ha'aver v'guf habrios b'chom ha'kait she'over alav tamid. Nischamim hu'ata b'chom kal meziko. Because once the air is heated up from the whole summer, so even the smallest heat already makes more of an impression than when the air is heating up in the beginning of the summer. The simonach tanura shgira, tanura shehusak biyom, pamayim v'sholosh, chomhu, the noach lasiko beitzim muatim. If you already heated up the oven a few times during the day, it's easier to heat up towards the end of the day because it's already hot. It's already contains the heat. Ishka the sitva kasha midikaita. A fever in the winter is worse than a fever in the summer. The simonach tanura krira. And the simon is a cold oven. Ishta de sitva kadachas shalimos achoreth. If a person gets fever in the winter, mechama moses achole biyadua shukasha ma'od yosemi kadachas amavaarto biyimos akayitz. Worse than a fever a person will get in the summer. The simonach tanura kedrira tzorech eitzim rub lasik. If you have a cold oven, you need a lot of wood to heat it up. So if it gets hot, it must be really hot. Shahavir tzolnan, when it's cold in the winter, v'haguf tzolnan, the body is normally cold. V'acholi maviron, the guy still has a high fever, it must be a really high fever, because that's to go against the cold. V'yadua shucholi kasha. The Ben Yoyada says there's a musar in this also, that a person, when he's a bachar, so the end of the period of bachras, the etzahara, is even stronger than the beginning. And the other one is that if a person is an old man and he still has the Yetzer Hara, right, that's even worse. Right, because now he should be cold. And he heats himself up, that makes it even worse. Okay, Nigmar batikta kasha mechadita. The simonach tina bartina. Rashi, Nigmar batikta kasha mechadita. Mishalama desiach daito v'shach. A person learned something and then he took his mind off and he forgot it. It's harder to relearn what you learned once and forgot than what you never learned. the simonach tina bar tina, chit shigov limosom, chit chomer kosel yashin. Take a wall and pulverize it and make cement out of it again. So kosher legavlo yosom chit shalof chadash. It's harder to mix that cement than to make new cement. Okay, Omar Avavo, my time with the Rebbe, right? Rashi, my time with the Rebbe, the Omar Timur Shulchama Mifatseya, right? Where did Rebbe get this idea that the beams of the sun diffuse, whereas the beams of the moon go straight? Tichsiv, Lamatseach ala Yeles HaShachar. Right, the Torah compares the shachar, right, the lights of this, the first light of the sun that comes above the horizon, like an ayola. Ma ayola zu karnea mafzilos lekan lekan, just like a deer, the horns go to all sides. Af shachar ze mafzil lekan lekan, just so too the shachar beams to all sides. So Rashi says, my ayola zu lav dafke nokat, because why? Because sharei ein lekarnayim lekeva. Lavdavka and Ayola, but Ayola Sashachar means the type of animal, a deer, but it's Lavdavka the female, because a female deer doesn't have horns. Omer Reb Zeira. So now we brought down this pasuk, Ayola Sashachar, so we're going to darish in the pasuk. Omer Reb Zeira. Loma Nimshala Esther La Ayola. This whole Mizmar, the Gemara says, is talking about Esther. That she said in the middle of the Mizmar, Kaili Kaili Loma Azavtani. When she got to the inner chamber of Achashverosh on the way to go to ask him to come to the party, the first time when she went without permission, so the Shechina left her. So the Chachamim Darish in Megillah, this whole Mizmor going on Esther. So why is Esther compared to an Ayola, to Ayola Sashachar? Lomer lecho ma Ayola racham matzar v'chaviva baila kol shah v'shah, just like the Ayola has a very narrow, womb, and Mamela, she's precious to her, to the male deer all the time, Kishorishon, as if she would be a Besula. Esther, Kishorishelva. So too, the Rabban Shem gave the chain of Esther, he never got tired of her. She always was as fresh to him as the first time he lived with her. That way she was kept in his favor, and Lamaisa was able to do the Nesa Purim. Lama Nimshla Esther Kayelis, Mesechus Megillah Amrina de Esther Omba Mizmorzeh. Mar Megillah says that Esther was the one who authored this Tehillim. Kivin Shigiela Beisat Slomi, Nistalko Hemena Shechina, Omra Keli Keli Lama Zavtoni. Okay, Omer Avasi, Lama Nimshla Esther Leshachar. Why is Esther compared to, and that's why she compared to an Ayola. Why to Ayelas HaShachar? Lomer Lechom HaShachar, Sof Kol HaLayla, Af Esther Sof Kol HaNisim. Just like the Shachar is the end of the night, so to Esther was the end of the period of Nisim. Where it says, Va'ika Chanukah, Chanukah came after Purim, and there were Nisim. Nitno Vikosiv Kamrinan. That is only, we're talking about Nisim that you're allowed to write down as part of Tanakh. Versus Hanich Laman the Omer Esther Nitnu Likasi. That's good, according to Laman the Omer, who says that Esther was allowed to be written. El Laman the Omer Esther Lo Nitnu Likasi. That Esther was not allowed to be written as a sefer. Right? So then it's just like Hanukkah. Hanukkah also, there's written Megillus Antiochus or whatever, but it's not part of Tanakh. Didn't have the din of a sefer. It still has a din of Baal Peh, it's like a siddur. Or anything else. It's things that were Baal Peh that were written down, but they don't have a din of a sefer. Michael Amemar. Mokru Mokru Binyon Bar Yethes. Omer Abelazar. The Omer Abinyon Bar Yethes. Omer Abelazar. Loma Nimshalus Tfilosan Shot Sadikim Kayeles. Loma Lacho May Al Yola Zu. Kozman Shemegadeles. Megadeles. Karnea Matzilos. Av Sadikim Kozman Shemarvin Mitzvila Tfilosan Nishmas. That it's not going on Esther, it's going on the Tfilos of Tzadikim. And Shachar doesn't mean the dawn, but Shachar means to beg, to ask. Right? Shirashi. Honich Laman Diomer Pluksa Meseches Megillah. Ik Laman Diomer Mitamias Yadayim. There's one Man Diomer in the Meseches Megillah that says Megillah's Esther is Mitamias Yadayim, has a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. and all Kisvei HaKodesh and Matamias Yadayim, because they used to put Truma next to the Kisvei HaKodesh, and the mice would come and to eat the Truma would eat the Kisvei HaKodesh. So in order to keep Truma away from Kisvei HaKodesh, they made that if you touch a Megillah or a Sefer Torah or a Nevi'im, it was Matamia your hands. So people would keep the Truma away from it. And therefore, Megillas Esther has a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. It's Matamias Yadayim. The Ikal Amad Yomer Dein Matamias Yadayim, the Lav Sefer. It doesn't have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. It's Stam, what's it called? Like anything that you record, but doesn't have a din of a Sefer. So Mokim Lakar Ben Yomer Yefes. So that Mad Yomer who holds Lo Nitan Likosev would hold that this Mizmor is not talking about Esther, but it's talking about tefillah. Kolomer Doris lahay shachar k'rabbi Yom Bar Yefes. Lama nimshla tefillosin shal tzadikim. The hay shachar loshin tefillahu. Shachar is a loshin of tefillah. Doris lay kamo ruchi bekirbi ashachrecha. Right, I beseech you. That's the word ashachrecha. Lamatzeach al ha tefillah shehi kayeles. So lamatzeach al ha shachar kayeles. That's how we're darshing the pasuk. The tefillah is about shachar, about tefillah, which is like an ayelis. She calls man she megadelis karneha mafzilos becholshana v'shana nosik mapitzel echad. There's a new a branch that's added. Tzadikim, as more they are marbe their tefillah, the better it is. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch was misava l'tefillos and shal tzadikim. And he wants their tefillah, therefore he puts them into tzar. In order they should daven. So the more they daven, the more they accomplish what the Rabban Shalom wants, then they're going to be answered. This Shaila of Nitam Likosev or not, so Rashi learns that Nitam Likosev means Bechlau. It was never meant to be Kisvei HaKodesh. And all the halachas that are about how you have to read the Megillah from a Megillah or whatever go according to the other Mandi Omar. And all those Mishnais according to Mandi Omar who's Nitam Likosev. There wasn't Nitin Likosev, there's no such halacha. You have to read the Megillah from the Megillah, you can read by heart. Tosfos learns that all of those Mishnayos are according to either Mad Yomer. Because even the Mad Yomer who says Lo Nitin Likosev holds Midrabbanan, you have to write it down. Midrabbanan, it's written. Minat Torah, there was no Indian Dafka to write the Megillah Esther. But Midrabbanan, where goes there that you have to write it, and you have to read it from a written Megillah. And the Gemara over here, even according to Tosfos, is a third sheet that shouldn't write it at all. It can't be written at all. Okay. This idea of Esther is kesof, like the end of the night. That's sof hanisim. So the Mefarshim asks, Marsha asks, L'chora, night is a symbol of bad. Day is a symbol of good. So the end of nisim should be the end of day. Twilight, not Ayelas HaShachar, not the end of night. So the Beis Halevi says that all Nisim and Olam Hazeh are like Nisim at night. But Olam Haba, the Nisim will be like daytime. Olam Haba is like daytime, Olam Hazeh is at night. So the Nisim of Olam Hazeh is like the end of night. It's the last Nis of the Nisim of Olam Hazeh. So it's the end of night, not the end of day. Rav Yonason Apeshitz says that at night you always need lightning bolts to be able to see what's going on, and then you can go a little bit ahead. So the miracles that happen at night are miracles that let you see the Yad Hashem every few hundred years in history. But once it gets light, you don't need those lightning bolts anymore. Esther showed that the Rebbe Muslim is always there, even when there's no Nisim Gluyim. So now it's like dawn. Now you don't need those Nisim anymore. Now it's like a light. You can see clearly that the Rav Moshe is always there. Okay. Shochtu es hatamid. Emas. Ilem l'bishar yimos hashona l'shagir d'lav kohen gadol. Right? The Mishnah says, and then they were shochtu es hatamid, and they brought the kohen gadol to be tovah. So when was this that there was shochet the tamid? Shochtu es hatamid v'otzil beis hasreifa. Right? They shechted the tamid when they thought it was light because of the moon, and they shechted it at night. They found that it was night, and they burned the beis hasreifa. And then the next thing speaks about haridu kohen gadol. So when did this happen that they shechted the tamid by mistake at night because they thought the moon was the sun? Did that happen on Yom Kippur? This was all a maisha that happened on a Yom Kippur, and after that they were tovel the Kohen Gadol. Right? Can't be. Miika, what's it called? Ma'or halavana, biyom kippurim, ma'or halavana, miika. Right? If it's not talking about Yom Kippur, why do you need a Kohen Gadol? And if it is talking about Yom Kippur, the moon is not what's it called? Right? It's Hachi Kamar. No, this happened during the year. Because of that, they made a takana, they should send somebody up to check. And on Yom Kippur, when they would say this thing, Barak Barkai, after that they'd be married the Kohen Gadol. So about two different things. One was what happened during the year at some point, and then it goes back to at that same time. When they say Barak Barkai, then they bring the Kohen Gadol to the Beis HaTfila.
What's the kesher between Beis HaTfila and
what?
What's the kesher between Beis HaTfila?
No, that's the next thing that happened on Yom Kippur. Right? Because normally, this is what they said, and then on Yom Kippur, when they said this, the next thing was to bring the Kohen Gadol. Okay. Eimas, Eilema, Kosoka Daiter, Toridu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfila, Sefer Demas Nishanu. We think now that it's all one continuation. And a Aridu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfila is a continuation of what the Mishnah said before. Uv'yom shetol lishchot ha-satomid b'layla ka'amar Aridu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfila lishchot tomid achri ha-tfila Eimas havi haitos. So now we think that on that Yom Kippur, when they made the mistake and shechted the tomid too early, then they brought the Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfila so you could shecht another tomid. So there was no more halavana on Yom Kippur. If you say the Mishnah is talking not on Yom Kippur altogether, so then what's it called? What do you need to call? It's talking at the end of a month, when the moon is in the sky at the end of the night, right? Lots no soggy the lot coin gadol. The one he need coin gadol for. Why is the Mishnah mention a Kohen Gadol if it's not talking on Yom Kippur? If it's talking about Yom Kippur, the moon doesn't come out before dawn on Yom Kippur, the 10th of the month. V'yom HaKippurim ki omar barak omar barak barkai v'otziul beis hasreif v'maskarad milsehu v'horidu Kohen Gadol milseh b'apinavshehi. No, it's two different things. The Mishnah records what happened during the year one time, that they shechted the Tamid too early, and that was talk at the end of a month. And now on Yom Kippur, when they said, because of that Maisa that happened at a different time, they had to be sure that it was dawn. After they said that, to assure that it's light, that's when they brought on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol to the Beis HaTfila. And then it goes back to tell me the Seder of Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah is talking about two different things. First part of the Mishnah is something that happened stop, and the second part is going back to the Seder of Avodah Yom Kippur. Okay, let's go on. Lo zu bilvah, not just shechita is possible b'layla. Amru ela'at melika sa'of u'kmitzas mincha b'layla tisarif. If you, what's it called, makomates a mincha, which is like the shechit of a zebah, taking the kmitza off a mincha, or malika sa'of, when you, by ola sa'of or chata sa'of, you don't shecht it, but you get it from the back of the neck with your fingernail. So they're malikas in the place of shechita. So just like shechita is pasul b'layla, malika and kmitza, which are similar to shechita by an oath and by a mincha, are also pasul b'layla. Rashi, lo zu b'vad, lo zevach levado shenishchot b'layla amr yisorit, ela'af malika sa'of u'kmitza sa'mincha b'layla tisorit. The gabri lo mishchita. Rashi says because we learn from shechita. The malika sa'of u'kmitza sa'mincha b'mokam shechita sa'zvachivein. They stand in the place of shechita by a mincha or by an oath. So just like shechita's pasul, and other rishonim learn, we learn from the pasuk b'yom tzavosos b'nei Israel, that all the avodas have to be b'yom, not b'layla.